What's good? What's good? It's your boy Sway Max Sr. coming right back at you for an official episode of the Hammer Fist special edition. We'll be talking about NBA today in the showdown, getting ready, trying to get some money for UFC tomorrow, and kind of give us a nice little bankroll for the weekend so we can do our thing. So yeah, let's get straight to it. Right now, let me just double check. I'm sure this is going to be a little bit off, but looks like as far as Fantasy Crunch is concerned, they have the line right now. Looks like they have the Clippers favored by 2 over under. I think the last time I saw it on my sports book as well was about 216.5. It might have jumped up to 217. So that kind of tells us it is really going to be kind of a slower paced game. So we'll kind of take that. We'll take that, you know, into consideration when we're looking at our lineups and looking at our player pool. Going to keep this podcast nice and short and sweet. So, yeah, let's get straight to it. I do believe, as far as captain is concerned, now, again, you know, we kind of have two approaches that we talk about, and I know we'll have some new people listening, so I'll talk about that approach. But basically, you can get what I think is going to be your highest raw points as far as that score. Most of the time, it's going to be your Kawhi Leonard, your Paul Georges, your Porzingis's, your Luka Doncic's. And that's kind of who you'll want at the captain spot. More times than not, that is going to be what binks, and that is going to be what wins those tournaments. They're able to kind of lock in these guys up top, and then they're able to find enough value or just anything from some of these real cheap guys to give them some play. The other way you can do that is find somebody who's going to be a real nice value. For example, the other day we knew Boban was going to be starting. So, you know, he was definitely, you know, a really great play as far as that showdown was concerned. We don't have that same information today. However, I do believe it's possible that we see Boban in that starting lineup again today. I really do think it's possible. If so, again, we'll kind of look at his pricing once we get down there. But yeah, if so, he's definitely going to be, you know, in play for sure. So yeah, that's kind of how we do it. You know, for this one specifically, I believe that you are going to want either Luka Doncic, you're going to want Kawhi Leonard, or you're going to want Paul George, maybe sprinkling a little Kristaps Porzingis as far as your captain spot. Anybody else, I'm not really touching. I don't think this is going to be a game because it's so slow paced that you can count on somebody like a Marcus Morris or a Tim Hardaway Jr. or a Reggie Jackson, you know what I mean, to kind of outscore and not even outscore, but just to give you enough points to warrant kind of putting them in the captain spot. I believe there's enough value there, enough cheapies that you can lock in Luka, you can lock in another star, maybe even three of them, throw in some of these cheap guys and roll with it. So, yeah, like Boban's still super cheap. So, I mean, he's pretty much, as I'm looking at it right now, especially if he starts, we're going to get Boban for 2,400. You basically lock him in. That would be the only exception, I would say, if you want to, if we do get the nod that he's going to start, go ahead. You can probably throw Boban in there at dirt cheap, and then you'd literally be able to lock in Luka, Kawhi, and Paul George, all three of them more than likely. You just have to roll with one other kind of bum there. But yeah, that won't be my approach. I'll still just take my studs up top, and I'll just kind of take a heavy ownership on Boban and then keep it moving, especially if he starts. That's only if he starts. If he doesn't start, he's not going to get the tick. All right, so for the point guard position, only looking at about 5 players here. My top play, of course, is going to be Luka Doncic. Next, we have Reggie Jackson. Then we have Rajon Rondo. Now, again, just so you know, these are going to be DraftKings prices, and I'm talking really about DraftKings pricing. That's kind of the format that I'm talking about here. So, yeah, we got Reggie Jackson, who's going to be 6,200, definitely getting the minutes. You got Rondo, Jalen Brunson, and you got Pat Bev, really not even liking Pat Bev there. 3,400 even for Pat Bev. I only have, like, dude might not even see the court. The lowest I'm probably going to go there is Jalen Brunson. I think Jalen Brunson can get hot, and at 4,600 can definitely hit that value, can maybe give you a 20-piece there. I see him being really low owned too. Not going to have too much of Rajon Rondo, even though I do think he can possibly give you about 20. Most of my point guard exposure is going to be Reggie Jackson and Luka Doncic for sure. As far as the shooting guard position, it's going to be Paul George. We have Tim Hardaway Jr. Reggie Jackson is shooting guard eligible. Jalen Brunson is also shooting guard eligible. You have Terrence Mann, who's 4,200, interesting, and you have Josh Richardson, who I mean, he got 21 minutes, a game ago, but he's just not producing. So, I mean, he's not really in play there. But at 2,600, you know, he can give you maybe 10 or 12, maybe even 15 points. That will absolutely pay off his salary. But I won't have much of him there. Of course, my favorite play is going to be Paul George. Next, I'm going to have Tim Hardaway Jr. at 7,600. Reggie Jackson, again, as I already talked about. Then you got Jalen Brunson. Terrence Mann at 4,200 is pretty interesting. I think he'll probably give you about 13, 14, 15 points. He did have 18 points. He's also had a two-point game, right, playing the same minutes. So don't expect this guy to go off for you. But if you do need the salary to save some salary, he's not a bad candidate there at 4,200. I do think he'll give you about 15 today. Small forward, we have Luka Doncic, of course, who's going to be your number one play. We have Kawhi Leonard next. Then we have Tim Hardaway Jr. We talked about Marcus Morris is going to be small forward and power forward eligible, I believe. Dorian Finney-Smith also. And then last but not least, we have Nicholas Batum. Nicholas Batum is going to be your cheapest option. I do think he's going to be your best value there. Probably going to give you about 20, 25 points at 5K. Don't mind him. Don't like Dorian Finney-Smith too much the way he's been playing, so I won't have too much of him there at 6K. It's going to be kind of tough to pay 6,600 for Marcus Morris as well as far as showdown slate is concerned, but I'm sure he'll have some low owned. You'll get him low owned, so I don't mind the play. It's going to be tough to pay for that when, even somebody like a Batum you can get for 1,600 cheaper who's going to give you basically the same output, in my opinion. But not a bad play. Tim Hardaway Jr., 7,600. Then, of course, we have Kawhi Leonard and Luka Doncic, who's going to be small forward eligible as well. Like I said, it's Luka, Kawhi. I'm locking in as many of these studs as I can, and then I'm going to try to get in some value here. Right now, it's looking like Batum's going to be some pretty good value like we talked about. You got Terrence Mann, who's also going to be some pretty good value. Possibly Jalen Brunson that we talked about is going to be some pretty good value. So we'll move on to power forward. Power forward, basically the first person that we need to talk about is going to be, in my opinion, is going to be the Maxi Kleber, Boban situation, because that's kind of what happened to Maxi Kleber. Boban ate up all his minutes, and then, Maxi really just wasn't needed. And when he was out there for just a few minutes, he wasn't doing anything. When he gets more than 20 minutes, more times than not, he's going to produce. But it's tough. So if he starts, he's definitely in play. I honestly think he might be in play as well. I think we're going to get him really, really, really low on. He's cheap enough. You can throw him in a lineup or two. And if he goes off, it's worth it. And if he kills you, it's like, whatever. He's only 4,800. But I do think we'll get him like stupid low owned because everybody's going to flock to Boban. So just keep an eye out for that. I already talked about Nicholas Batum and Dorian Finney-Smith. Also talked about Marcus Morris. Kristaps Porzingis is in a good spot here. I have him projected for about 30, which is nothing too special. The only thing I don't like is the pricing. So I'm not going to go out of my way to get this guy into a bunch of my lineups is basically what I'm trying to tell you. All right, and at the center position, we have Kristaps Porzingis. We also have Maxi Kleber that we talked about. We have Avika Zubac. Dwight Powell is going to be after that. We have Boban Marjanovic. Then we also have Willie Cauley-Stein, who's kind of fallen out of the rotation there, especially with Boban getting those minutes. Again, Boban's definitely going to be your top play here, especially if he gets to start, which I believe he will. They look really good. I don't see why they would change it. It also looks like Dwight Powell was kind of the one to come off of the bench there behind him. We'll see if that's the same thing. I just don't trust Carlisle and his rotation anyway, so it's hard to really get a read on any of these guys like a Powell, like a Willie Cauley-Stein, all those guys, but I will definitely, he's definitely interesting. At 2,800, he's absolutely in play. This guy could give you 10 points, 12, 13 points at 2,800. That's going to be enough to be optimal, trust me. I definitely do like him there, but I'll temper my expectations for him. Avika Zubac, he's 4K. I'd rather go down. I'm really not looking to play this guy. I do think we'll get him. You'll get him super dumb low owned. But in my opinion, it's going to be Boban. And if Boban's not starting, then we look at Maxi Kleber. Then we're going to look at probably Avika Zubac. And then that's the only time we would probably look at him. But I'm not going to go out of my way to play him even then. I'd probably only have him in like a lineup or two. And maybe not even that. So there we go. If you guys have any questions, hit me up. Kept it just under 10 minutes. Let's get it. Peace.